Eszterházy Podcast.
Hi, this is the Eszterházy Podcast, the voice of youth, a podcast about international students' life. My name is Krisztina Nagy, and my guests today are
Erika Beck
and
Lindsay Quinn,
our colleagues from the International Office at Eszterházy Károly Catholic University. Studying abroad can be one of the most exciting and enriching experiences a student can have. However, adapting to a new cultural environment can also be overwhelming, particularly in the early weeks or months. Moving to a new country often involves grappling with language barriers and cultural differences. Whether venturing or studying abroad, you may have already experienced cultural shock without even being aware of it. Today, we are talking with Erika and Lindsay about the secret of fast and smooth acclimation. What is cultural shock? How can we recognize it?
According to the Cambridge Dictionary, it's a feeling of confusion, frustration felt by someone visiting a country or a place that they do not know. Signs or symptoms can be frustration, impatience, sadness, loneliness, depression, withdrawing, uncertainty, anxiety, and so on. There are some stages, four stages exactly, of this process. First is the honeymoon stage, which is about euphoria. You see everything so pink and you're full of enthusiasm. Second stage is irritation and frustration stage. And the third stage is gradually understanding and adjustment stage. And the very last stage, the fourth stage, is adaptation and acceptance. When you get to the stage, you sort of accept your situation.
I think it's also important with culture shock to recognize that it won't be obvious. So it may present itself in ways that you don't expect, and you may think you're just tired, maybe you're adjusting to the time difference or something like that, but it's a totally natural thing that you experience when you move to another country. And so try to just be patient with yourself and notice these small signs that maybe you're acting a little differently or less patiently than you would normally, and it's probably to do with this change.
Who is affected by it and how does it influence our lives? How does it affect our students' lives?
Well, culture shock can affect pretty much anyone who goes abroad for any amount of time. So obviously it's a much smaller scale when you travel for a short period of time. And maybe if you're on vacation, you won't really experience it at all because you're really in that first stage the whole time, the honeymoon stage. But the longer you stay abroad, the more it affects you. And I think also the goal with which you go abroad matters. If you're going to live and you're recognizing that this is a permanent change, I think it can affect you much more in some ways, maybe much quicker too. It affects anybody who travels abroad, like I mentioned, but I think it affects our students differently. Because our students come to learn, they're traveling, but they're also studying. And so they have that sort of added stress of not only learning to adapt to a new environment and learning how everything works, but now having to learn how the new education system works and wanting to do well in the process and being busy. So it can add up, that stress.
Have either of you ever personally experienced cultural shock?
We have. I have, yes. I got a scholarship to study in London. So that was a culture shock for me at the beginning. Obviously, new environment, people were closer, more introverted, and the food was different, everything was different. So first I felt really homesick, and it took me about 6 months, I would say, to get over this feeling. And after that, I felt more confident, and I felt the ground under my feet.
I have most definitely experienced it. I first experienced culture shock in my own country. I grew up in Los Angeles, California. I lived there until I was about 21, and then I moved to Dallas, Texas. If you know these areas, they're like night and day. So Los Angeles is quite liberal and more modern. Dallas, Texas is rather traditional and conservative, and so it was quite a big difference. And for me, it was a good change. I liked it, but it was interesting to get used to. I had sort of a positive cultural shock experience. The more difficult experience is when I moved abroad. When I was 30, I lived in the Philippines for about 8 months, and then I moved here to Hungary just after that. And actually, this Friday, I'm celebrating 10 years living in Hungary. And I've experienced it in some quite interesting ways. One of the most prominent that I remember is right after I moved here, it was, I think, the week I moved here, I was staying with a family, and it was getting to be around dinner time, and I was getting hungry, but nothing was happening. And I was like, in my head, are we going to eat dinner? Like, what's happening? And so at one point I asked my host, I said, and they didn't speak English well, and I didn't speak Hungarian, and I said, so are we going to have dinner? And she said, oh, are you hungry? She said, well, you can make a sandwich, or there's leftovers. And I thought in my mind, what? I moved to a country that doesn't eat dinner? I kind of a little bit started to rethink my decision. But obviously it wasn't that serious. But it was quite an interesting experience to recognize that difference and see that, well, in my country, dinner is one of the most, it is probably the most important meal. Here, it doesn't seem to be. So that was challenging. I've also experienced it several times with language issues and things like that. I remember when I first moved here, I felt like I was a baby. I needed help with everything. Everything was new. The need to report your gas and electric numbers was foreign to me. We don't do that in America. It's all done electronically. And of course, nobody speaks English, so you have to do it in Hungarian. It was really challenging. And I remember my friend, who was my biggest help at that time, he told me later, he said, I kind of thought, are all Americans this dumb? So it was just an interesting experience to see that it's not a question of intelligence, just a different culture and getting used to it.
How challenging can it be to adapt to a new culture? In what specific areas do these challenges show up?
I think that the older you are, the more challenging it is, actually, because you get used to things a certain way. It's obviously something that is challenging for everybody. I think also your personality plays a big factor in how you handle this. If you're somebody who likes adventure and you like change, you're somebody who's more extroverted and outgoing and maybe a bit more assertive, or somebody who can be a little bit more active and taking initiative, you're going to have less trouble with it. But in general, it's hard for everybody, and it can, you know, almost break you if not. It depends on the mindset you go into it. I would say that it's usually the unexpected things that are most challenging in this. I found that, like I said, feeling like I was a baby at 31 or 30, however old, I think I was 31 when I came here. I couldn't go to the grocery store for myself. I couldn't figure out the money. I didn't understand the proper way to communicate. It was just surprising to me to see some of these things, and I didn't understand. And I think also conflict resolution was a big issue. As an American, we tend to be rather direct, and I found that maybe I offended people. And so it can be quite challenging. I think what's most important with this is that we recognize that cultures are different, that the other person may not be intending to be offensive or to hurt. It's simply a different culture. And neither is better or worse or right or wrong. They're just different. I would say my biggest challenges in this area have been in regards to punctuality. As an American, I can be a little bit intense about punctuality. I actually had a review one time, and my boss said that she said it in Hungarian, but she said, Lindsay really works embarrassingly hard to be on time, or something to that effect in Hungarian. And I remember thinking, like, what does that mean? But I realized that's just a difference in culture. It's okay to be a little late here. In my country, it's not acceptable in work to be a little late. You must let somebody know. And so these are just things that are different, and they show up in different areas depending on what culture you're coming from and what culture you're going to.
I would join Lindsay on talking about how challenging it can be to adapt to a new culture. Extremely challenging and hard, I would say it could be, and it can be to many of us. I remember when I first moved to London and I attended a language school, and one day the teacher asked us, what was the most challenging moving abroad? And what did we think would help our lives? And we gave different answers. So I find the most challenging is to get the right information at the right time from the right sources. For example, you really needed help with banking to open a new bank account, or where to get the information about logistics, buses, transports, this and that. And I think this university is really great about giving helping hand to the new students with the international office, the services offices, the colleagues, with the documents, the official papers. I think this is amazing work.
Yes, I think that's really important, specifically because that's what we do. So I work with Erica and another colleague, and our job is to serve our international students. So we're here to make sure that they're comfortable, that they have what they need, that they feel safe, that they can get all the answers that they need. And I think a big part of that, too, is being willing to ask the questions. So don't go to another country without a willingness to ask questions, because that then you're really going to suffer on your own. And so we are here hoping that anybody who has struggles will come to us and we'll be able to help them. But if we don't know that they have a struggle, we can't help them. So it's really important to be willing to ask questions.
Both of you mentioned that you were struggling with cultural shock. How did you learn to adapt? And what helped you to adapt to a new culture?
For me, it was really important that I had people around me who could help me and support me. I know myself, I'm very extroverted. If you're familiar with the Myers-Briggs test, I'm like a 97% on the scale of extroversion. So I'm quite extroverted. And I knew that it was important that I had people around me who I could go to, who would support me and who would help me. And it's interesting because this is really a specific gift that some people have and some people just don't have. It's not because they don't want to be helpful, they're just not aware of the need. And fortunately, I had people around me who were aware, who always translated for me, who recognized when I didn't understand, even if I didn't say anything, and they were there to help me understand, and they were patient. And that was so important for me. That was really key. And so I think lots of help, being able to rely on people. I think if you come to another country and you expect to do it alone, you're going to have a really hard time. And so being open to the community, the people around you, making sure you have a community around you, a support team around you, and also making sure there are people around you who speak your language. For me, I had people who spoke English well, and that really helped. I could sort of take a break sometimes from Hungarian and learning the language and culture and just speak in my own language. And especially in moments of frustration, that was really important. And then also, I think not only having people locally who speak your language and can help you, but also having people outside, sort of a third party outside of the local that you can talk to about your frustration. I had one particular friend who we met weekly on Skype and we would talk regularly. And she was sort of like counseling me, even though it was unofficial. And I would just share my frustration and she would listen and she would encourage me and she would pray for me. And it really made a big difference. It really helped me to release my frustration without offending anybody here, because it's just normal that it's difficult to adjust at times. And I wanted to have somebody understand my frustration, and people who are here may not understand where I'm coming from on that level. So I think that's really important, is having a community around you and having somebody you can talk things through with.
How did I learn to adapt? I would say over time, you sort of build up a habit in your life, and that definitely helps you. Like if you keep your focus on why am I in this country, what my goals are, that definitely helps a lot. And as Lindsay mentioned, you know, quite soon I would say you find friends beside you, you find study groups at university or at schools, which help you a lot to get accustomed to a new culture, a new environment.
And let me just say one last thing, dive in. So do not allow yourself to be isolated in this community. I think it's so important that you're willing to put yourself out there. If you're willing to be vulnerable, you're willing to make mistakes, but you recognize the value of that. It comes at a cost. It's hard. It's scary. But it will be so rewarding if you're able to connect with people and be vulnerable before them. You'll be able to connect and have people around you who will then bring you into their community here. So, you know, don't be shy. That's important.
Another thing I would mention just popped into my head, and it annoyed me immensely when I lived in London. People kept telling me, oh, just do not compare your country to this country. Like, do not compare the life. Do not compare the currency, you know, when you buy something. And that's totally true. So I advise everyone not to compare your home to this country. Try to switch off. And this is a new life. This is a new chapter in your life. And try to grab everything you can, whatever you dreamt about. Just hold on to it, hold on to your dreams and carry on. So don't compare.
One thing I always try to remember is that I'm a guest here. So in any situation where I'm frustrated or I feel misunderstood, I try to remember I'm a guest here. This isn't my country. They don't owe me anything. They don't have to speak my language. I'm a guest here. I need to learn their language. I need to adapt to their culture. And I think that's really important because it's a bit condescending to come to a new country and expect them to meet your standards of your culture. That's not what you're supposed to do.
So my next question was partially answered, but what do you recommend? How can one adapt to a new cultural environment when studying abroad? What are some useful coping strategies or tools to use?
So this is a really timely question, actually, for me, because I have a friend who's getting ready to move here in, I think, 2-3 weeks. And he's American, he's older than me, he's I think close to 50, and we're starting to prepare him, right, for this trip. And so here's some things that I told him and I'm trying to do with him. As I said, it's important that you manage your expectations. This is key. No, it's going to be difficult. That's just a standard thing. When you go to another country, there's things that are difficult, but that doesn't mean it's impossible. So manage your expectations and realize it's going to be challenging. Prepare yourself mentally for that. You're going to be like a baby. You're going to have to learn everything new. And that's just challenging, naturally. Also, do your research. So learn a bit about the country. Learn about the culture. Learn about the language. And learn as much as you can before you come about what to expect. And one thing that I think is most important is when you do come, engage with the local community. Make sure that you're not, like we said before, isolating yourself. I heard somebody give a really good piece of advice pertaining to this recently. He said, when you go abroad, you should go alone. You shouldn't go with somebody from your own country. I think, especially I've noticed here in Hungary, people like to go with other Hungarians. And I think you sort of hinder yourself when you do that. You're setting yourself back and kind of cutting yourself short for the full experience. Because when you go with somebody who speaks your own language, it becomes a bit of a crutch. And you don't have to reach out or step out. But when you go on your own, okay, it's hard. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off. It's painful at first. But it sort of expedites the process of getting acclimated. It helps you really get in there because you don't have anyone else. And one of the things he said is the reason you should go alone is that when you are alone, people will reach out to you more. But when you have somebody, a partner or a friend, they think you're okay and you don't need anything. And so they won't reach out to you more. They won't invite you to their house or they won't invite you over for Christmas because you're fine. You're taken care of. But when you don't have somebody, people reach out. They invite you over and you get the full experience. You get to experience what it's like to live as a person in this country, in their home. And I think that's the best experience you can have.
Also, what I would recommend how to adapt to the new cultural environment. One thing is, I remember helped me a lot is I always thought of that experience that it's a lifetime experience that I'm abroad. I could study abroad as a scholarship student, for example, and to make every day count. So to live life full, but, you know, be wise, but to challenge yourself, allow yourself to be challenged every day. As Lindsay pointed out, go to a grocery shop, go to the shop and use the language the country speaks, you know, so be brave. Challenge yourself because this is the time you can build your self-confidence, step out of your comfort zone a little bit. Yeah, allow yourself.
What can the students do before they arrive to prepare for this transition?
There's a few things we like to recommend. First, they should learn some of the basics of the language. Greetings, emergency things, and just so that they can sort of feel comfortable with the basics. It's a challenging language, so we don't expect them to come here and have Hungarian figured out. That's really not going to happen. But how to say hello to people on the street and how to ask for the bathroom, things like that, so you don't feel stuck in a bad situation. Also, learn about the culture, the etiquette. As much as you can, read up on it. It's not going to be a firsthand experience. That's something that you'll get when you come, but at least try to understand it a little bit better. And learn about the logistics of where you're living. So for those who move here to Eger, one of the first things we do is we give them a tour of the city. We show them around. We want them to know where each building of the university is so that when they need to go to classes, they feel like they know where they need to go and they can get there. And then, as I mentioned before, have a contact person or a support team, somebody around you that you can go to when you're frustrated, when you're overwhelmed, when you really need help, because it happens a lot that you feel like you're not able to do or get the things you need, and that's when you need to go to somebody. And I say finally, connect with others from your culture too, because you need that break. So maybe our students won't find somebody from the same culture here, but they can find somebody from a similar culture here. This can also be through clubs or associations or churches, different groups like that. It's really about fellowship and community. It's good to do this, and it's good to have people who understand you, but don't let it be too much. So don't come to another culture and then just surround yourself with people from your culture. Make sure that you have this as a safe place, but you're also engaging in the culture around you.
I would add probably two things to what Lindsay said. One is plans. I'm a planner, so I always like to prepare myself with plans and stick to that. So if I'm here for 6 months studying, I would love to plan that ahead. Second thing is find out and look up things that give you comfort. For example, your hobbies. Lindsay mentioned social clubs, things you love to do even, you know, in your own country. So you can find in advance these points, and then that helps you also to sort of get comfort in the new country.
Though it is challenging to adjust to a new culture, why it is still worth to struggle to study abroad?
We discussed this prior to this recording with Lindsay, and we both agreed that it certainly gives you a great opportunity to build your career. The time you spend abroad, you gain friends, you learn a new language, you get accustomed to new culture. So all these benefits just add to your life.
I think also it has a big factor in your personal growth. It helps you to be more mature. It helps you to be more independent, more confident, to learn how to take initiative. It helps you to have a bigger worldview. I think that we tend to be so caught up in our own little part of the world that we think everything works that way. And so when you go abroad, you're sort of forced to recognize that we are such a small part of the whole world and the whole human race. And there's so much more to it. It really opens and expands your mind in a lot of ways. And for me, it really strengthened my faith. I struggled a lot, and it made me go to God. It made me learn to trust and to depend on people more, and to be more vulnerable, to learn to communicate better. And so there's so many good things, rich things that come from living abroad and traveling. I often say that it's like boot camp. When I lived in the Philippines, I only lived there for 8 months. It was really rough. It is not the place for me. While it's beautiful, it was hard for me. It was very hot. I did not enjoy the heat. And it wasn't just like it was kind of hot. It was hot. I was there from April to December. It was hot the whole time, all the time. And at night, it never cooled off. I literally felt like I was going crazy from the heat. But I always think about this time as a boot camp. I'm like, it was so good. I really struggled, but it was so good. And I learned perseverance through it. I learned a lot from it. So there's a lot of personal growth. And really, yeah, making friends and connecting with people. I have friends now all over the world that I can go visit. And that's so great. Aside from the fact that it's just really fun to see new places and get new experiences. You know, a lot of that depends on your personality. I love adventure. But still, I think whoever does it, it's really good. If I was somebody who made rules for the world, one of my rules would be that every university student needs to spend a semester abroad. They need to go and learn to live in another place and see how big the world is and learn to be more confident and independent.
I agree with you. Okay, I think we have covered all we wanted today. Erika and Lindsay, thank you so much for taking time to come and chat with us about this.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To our audience, in case of further questions, students can reach the international office at the following email address, studentmobility@uni-esterhazy.hu. Happy travels! Esterházy Podcast.